Welcome to the yearbook. Stupid helium lighter than air, thinking it's better than everybody else. What have you done, NHL, National Hockey League? Now, before you say who cares, actually, here's an actual space where you can say who cares out loud. Okay. All of this National Hockey League playoff chaos has yielded a mostly highly unlikely Final Four, which is a copyrighted term, so the NHL would not be able to use it. Call it the last four in, even though last four still in would be a better description. This last four in kind of harkens back to the 1991 NHL playoffs, kind of, when the last four in were two usual suspects, the Bruins and Oilers, and two career snake lights, the North Stars and the Penguins. Ultimately, those two, the Stars and Penguins, made the Stanley Cup Finals. It was great, and the Penguins won Cup number one. Shocking. This time around, two of the last four in aren't exactly career snake lights. They're career underachievers, but let's actually start with the surprising least East. Unfairly, the Boston Bruins are labeled the least fun team left in the playoffs, and in the grand tradition of this podcast, we use a term we hate. Like, it is what it is. All the terms we hate always wind up getting worked into regular conversation in this podcast, and we're not being ironic. We did it again with fun. You know fun, which people have ruined by saying it's a fun way to do cupcakes. That's a fun belt. Anyway, this is unfair labeling the Bruins as not fun because Boston is an original six franchise, meaning fans that are rooting for total chaos are saying boo that Boston is still here. But seriously, did anyone really expect the Bruins to get this far? Boston's opponents are the Hurricanes and their logo, which is a warped frisbee getting flushed down the toilet. I can't take credit for that. That's not mine. The Hurricanes and their warped frisbee logo would be a complete shock, except you recall they won a Stanley Cup in 2006. Yes, they did. Shut up. Back in 2006, they won the Stanley Cup. Now, like the Bruins, that's misleading. Yeah, they're a former Stanley Cup champion, but this year, Carolina was one of the last two in to this year's playoffs. They're a complete surprise. Moving out west, though, you have the Sharks and Blues, and one has to be a finalist, whether they like it or not. The Sharks' history only dates back to 1991, but beginning in the 2000s, San Jose rewards its hardcore fan base by becoming an annual Stanley Cup contender. Unfortunately, what followed is arguably the worst way to not win a Stanley Cup, and that is to be a perennial, maddening underachiever. Whatever changes were made, whatever culture was changed year to year, the Sharks never played up to their potential, even when they made and lost the 2016 finals. The Blues also have a hardcore fan base, but no matter what level of good St. Louis has been, they rarely have even reached the third round of the playoffs. The finals, for example, would be the fourth round. Between 1971 and 2018, the Blues reached the third round only three times. That means, for the most part, whether they were the heavy favorite, the plucky underdog, the rough and tumble dark horse, the lovable losers, none of those approaches could get St. Louis past round one or two. Now, that last stat, why'd we start that in 1971? The Blues date back to the 60s because the Blues did reach three straight Stanley Cup finals at the very end of the 60s. However, not only was that a long time ago, those years St. Louis essentially won the expansion conference. For those 3 years, the original six teams played in one half of the playoff bracket, and no one called it a bracket back then, while all the expansion teams, that includes the Flyers, Penguins, and Kings, by the way, were in the other half of the playoff bracket. So there would be an expansion team in the finals guaranteed, no matter what. Those three seasons, the Blues did not win a single game in the Stanley Cup Finals, and none of those other snake lights probably would have either. Now, someone with a bad reputation can't possibly miss getting into the finals. And if it's the Blues and Bruins, well, that's a rematch of the very last time St. Louis ever made the finals. You can contact this podcast and its host at saysintheyearbook@hotmail.com. You can also subscribe, listen to us just about anywhere. And this is true, we're not there, but we would love to find out how to get onto MySpace. The Alliance of American Football, AAF, went under weeks ago. Nice job, the Yearbook Podcast. But we just couldn't get into it. We never got into it. And it was the names. Absolutely, spring football would be a great thing. But just an opinion here, there was not a single winner among the team names and logos. If you weren't paying attention, the names were the Legends, the Iron, boring uniforms, even though they looked like that team from Any Given Sunday, the Express, Apollos, Hotshots, Stallions, Commanders, and Fleet, which some people really liked, but we just couldn't get into. All pretty uninspired, and we need a good name and or logo to get behind just to get excited about. I'm honestly not sure what that says about us, but that's why we didn't wind up watching much of the AAF. Unfortunately, this sounds like it might be a naming trend. The new Women's Pro Lacrosse League just came up with the names Brave, Command, Fight, Fire, and Pride. Yes, those are five different teams. A new Men's Pro Lacrosse League, which is going to tour, by the way. They're going to tour together. All teams show up at one venue for the weekend. That's true. They came up with Archers, Atlas, Chaos, Chrome, Redwoods, and Whipsnakes. Whipsnakes has potential, and the Redwoods logo is decent. But anyway, so now we're relying on, of all things, the XFL, which re-debuts next year and which is expected to name its franchises next month. Good luck to all of us.